some people don't think maybe that there are varying degrees of tech shirts. There are. Some are comfortable. Some are not so much. And this one, super soft, super comfortable, and it passed the nipple test. Episode 445 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Round two, fight. All right, so forgive me for trying to be clever here. This is round two of recording this quick tip episode. We ran out of, I don't know, something happened. It's just stopped recording when I was like almost finished with the first time through. And it was going to be too much of a pain in the butt to try to trim and edit and trim stuff out and try to get back at it again. So we're gonna dive back in at the top and hope that this time maybe I can be more concise with my words. Although when has that ever been the case? Lord knows I talk maybe a little more than I should sometimes in these quick tip episodes. But before we do that, just want to ask a real quick favor before we get started. Something that I've asked a few times and it definitely always helps is if you enjoy the show, whether it's this episode or any episode, tell somebody about it. Tell a friend, share it on social media. You know, if you've got your running partner and they're asking, hey, what podcasts should I listen to? I'm curious. I'm looking for a podcast to listen to. Please point them in my direction. Grab their phone and subscribe for them automatically. Just look me up. You know, whatever podcast app I'm in or you're in or they have, you know, Diz Runs Radio, you'll find it. It'll pop right up. Click subscribe for them. Post it up on social media, whatever. But you guys helping to share the show makes a big difference. It moves the needle well for me. Which may sound selfish on my part, and obviously, I mean, this is a business, so it is somewhat selfish on my part, but it I'm able to give back a lot more when that happens with sponsors and giveaways and discounts and all those kinds of things. The more people that are listening, the more access I have to some bonuses, some extras, and I can and will pay that forward to you guys when I have that opportunity. So if you can spread the word, it is much appreciated. So today, again, I'm going to try to keep this a little bit tighter than I did the first time. I got a little verbose, but talking about a couple of different apparel products that I've been trying out recently that I've been using. One of which is the WeGrind technical shirts. I got a t-shirt from this company, a small company, husband and wife team that have come together to create what I'm going to be bold. I'll say it is the best tech running shirt that I've ever had. Period. End of. It's really that good. And it's WeGrind, WeGrind.com. You can check out the stuff that they have there. They have for the guys, they have just a tech t-shirt. That's the option. Ladies have a women's cut t-shirt and also have a racer back tank top type of shirt for the ladies as well. So I guess guys, you could get a ladies racer back tank if you want. But yeah, you know, to each their own. I'm gonna stick with the t-shirt, I think. But like I said, this is hands down the best tech shirt I've ever had. There are, you know, some people don't think maybe that there are varying degrees of tech shirts. There are. Some are comfortable. Some are not so much. And this one, super soft, super comfortable, and it passed the nipple test, which was really my big factor. How I was going to grade this all came down to how my nipples responded. Yes, I said it. How my nipples responded. And meaning, as I've talked about before, and as all the guys know, ladies, you get that extra protection from the sports bra, so it's not an issue for you. But, you know, fellas know that when you're running and you're wearing a t-shirt and you get hot and you get sweaty and you're going for a long period of time, there's a pretty good chance that shirt's going to start rubbing against your nipples. You're going to get some chafing and you may get a little bit of bleeding going on. Been there, done that. Not an ideal situation. So that was my worry with this. When I got the shirt and I was sent one to try out and review and offer feedback on. When I got it, I put it on. I said, "Dang, this is pretty darn soft." But I'm not passing any judgment until I get a few good runs in this thing and see what happens to the old nipples. And I'll be honest, I was a little bit nervous. It's the first time in a long time I've willingly gone out for a run with a shirt on and not put some band-aids on or some type of something for protection. I just went out, did my thing, and happy to report, thankful to report that there was no chafing, rubbing, abrasions, no blood, no sweat, no tears, no issues at all with the nipples from the shirt. So right there, right then and there, I said, well, this is about the best tech shirt that I've ever had or that I've ever worn. But there are other layers to that. There are other benefits to the shirt besides just the fact that, my nipples liked the shirt or agreed with the shirt or didn't have a problem with the shirt, I guess is maybe the best way of saying it. And like I said, it's really soft. It's really comfortable. And that is in large part because of the blend that they have. So, the fabric blend is a blend of polyester and, ground up bamboo charcoal, which may sound a little bit crazy, but it really works. And it again makes for a super comfortable shirt, but almost maybe more important, at least, you know, of equal importance is that blend also allows for it to be very much moisture wicking. So yeah, you're going to sweat and it's going to absorb some of that sweat, but it's going to keep it off your body and it's not going to stick to your body while you're running, which can be uncomfortable and certainly can lead to chafing. So we're good there. And maybe more important for me at least, is that it also is very much odor absorbing. So that charcoal does a great job of sucking in the funk and making it not stink. And as somebody who, well, I tested it. I tested the claim. I ran in it several times over the course of a week, and didn't wash it once. And I'll be honest, it didn't stink coming out of the end of that week. You know, I don't know how long I could have kept pushing it, but it was good. It smelled fine. No funk. No must coming off of the shirt after a week's worth of running in it, and sweating in it and, you know, wadding it up and throwing it on the floor and then grabbing it the next day and putting it back on. Maybe not the most, you know, cleanly thing I've ever done in my life, but you know, I'll take a shot for you guys. I'll take a lump, you know, if I can report back and tell you how something works, and it worked well. So it's odor absorbing. There's also claims of it being antibacterial, which I didn't test that. I didn't get out the chemistry kit and go all CSI on it, but, I'm going to believe it. I'm going to believe that they've tested it and that's something that it also is good for. It also has some SPF factor, some ultraviolet protection factor. So it kind of helped keep the sun from beating on you if that's a concern. And it probably should be more of a concern for me than it is. But maybe since I run most of the time at 5 o'clock in the morning, I get away with it. But, you know, lots of good reasons to try this shirt. It's environmentally friendly because it's recycling the polyester. So you're getting stuff out of the landfill, reusing it, making a great product. The cost is not bad at all. It's $26, I think, for a t-shirt, for a tech shirt, which is nothing if not just the average price. I've seen them for way more than that. So, you know, the price is good. It's you know, small business, which I'm always all about supporting as one. I'm happy to support one. So I definitely would check it out. And they've also, even the good folks from WeGrind have given us a little discount code. So if you want to get a shirt or two, go for it and use the code DizRuns at checkout and you can save 15% as well. So, WEGRYND.com, WeGrind.com. Couple of different types of shirts, couple of different colors available. Not a whole lot of options, not a whole lot of choice, but that's okay. Small business, couple of choices. The shirts are great. They're comfortable. You're not gonna be disappointed. I can pretty much promise you that. I know I'll be getting a shirt or two as well. So definitely check them out. And if you have any questions on them, obviously let me know, or you can get in contact with them through the website. All their contact information is right there as well. So shifting gears, the next product that I tested out, and this one I laid down some of my own cash to get a pair of shorts. My running short game has been rapidly declining from the beginning to the middle of 2017. You know, just shorts, they're starting to wear out. The inner lining, the elastic, the support is not so much there anymore. And a couple of the pairs that I have that are maybe even a little bit new and should still be going well, you know, where the thighs start to rub, they develop a little bit of friction. The cheaper, because I'm a cheap guy, I've gotten cheap running shorts, which we'll talk about more in just a second. But they start to get little holes, which now it starts to chafe, and then the little holes become bigger holes, and then pretty soon, even somebody who's not the most modest is like, gosh, I can't really wear these because it's just, nobody wants to see that. And that was the status of my shorts for, you know, it was like, you know, had five or six pairs and now I had like three pairs. And then I was like, gosh, I really only have one good pair of running shorts. And even somebody like myself, who's not opposed to wearing a pair of shorts a few times before washing them, was like, gosh, I gotta get at least another pair of shorts here to mix into the rotation. And so I was planning on doing what I normally do, going to Target, getting a $20 pair of shorts that'll be good for a couple months, usually at most, and then they start to fall apart. They start to get those little holes. They start to chafe more. You know, pretty soon the elastic starts to go on the liner, and you know, within 4 or 5 months, it's like, all right, well, got to go get another pair of shorts again. And even one of the last pairs I got, I mean, it was weeks before the inner thighs were all ripped up. I don't know if I had stretched or what I did, but somehow they just fell apart right away. So I decided to take the plunge and get a nicer pair of shorts. I've heard rumors. I've heard folks tell stories. I've heard legend that spending, you know, $50-$60 for a pair of running shorts, which sounds to me a bit extreme, that they've been well worth it because they've gotten these higher quality pair of shorts with the materials is better quality. It gives more, so it doesn't lend itself to tearing and to creating little holes due to friction. And they've lasted for years without issue. And I said, well, shoot, let me try a good pair of shorts, or at least an expensive pair of shorts, an expensive to me pair of shorts. Let me get my words right here. Let me try an expensive to me pair of shorts and see. I'll put it through the ringer, see what happens. And full disclosure, I did get my shorts from Ultra. You've heard me talk about Ultra several times, the shoes. You know I'm an ambassador. And as an ambassador, I do get my shorts for 50% off. So I paid $25 instead of the regular price of $50. And to be honest, before getting this pair, even with all of the thought that went into it and the stories I've heard, I don't know that I would have spent $50 for a pair of shorts. $25, I could swallow that pill. It'd be a few dollars more than what I would have normally spent, but let's see it and test it out. Coming out of the test at this point, I'm still not 100% that they're worth the $50, but I'm open to the idea, and I'll explain that right now. So when it comes to the shorts, I got the men's running shorts from Ultra. They've got a 5-inch inseam, which is a little shorter than I wanted. I actually had meant to get the ones that had the 7-inch inseam, but I screwed that up. That was user error on my part. That wasn't Ultra's fault. I clicked the wrong one, and I got the one that I clicked. So, you know, it is what it is. But for the guys, they have a 5-inch and a 7-inch, and they also have, like, I think a shorty short, kind of racing short, but I'm not fast enough, and my thighs are too white, let's be real honest, to go with the shorty shorts type of running shorts. But you know, the guys have a 5-inch and a 7-inch. Ladies have a couple different lengths of seams when it comes to shorts. But the ladies, as per usual, have a whole host of other options. There's capris. There's like a running skort. And I think there's maybe even full tights. And then, like I said, the capri tights. So there's a couple different options for the ladies. You know, so check out what specifically you might want, the sizes, the lengths, things like that, to make sure you get the right one. But when it comes to the shorts that I got, they're soft. They feel good. They're super comfortable. And at this point, I'm very happy with them. Honestly, you know, for me to say that that I would spend $50 on a pair of running shorts, they've got to last over a year with regular use, regular care, regular laundering, all of that kind of stuff, without falling apart, without causing chafing issues and having little holes start to break out and things like that. Right now, I think I'm at about a month and a half of wearing them. They're still holding up fine. I have no issues with them. But I am not going to go on record as saying that these are great shorts and worth $50 until a year from now. I can still say that, man, this pair of shorts that I got a year ago, they're still holding up. They're still great. I still wear them regularly, and I have no issues with them. So check back in a year for me to give you the full, yes, they're worth $50 report. Right now, the jury's out. Right now, I'm happy with them. The only thing I don't like about the shorts I got is that they only have a couple of pockets, and they're both kind of inside, you know, kind of inside the waistband. They're kind of hard to find, especially when it's early in the morning. You're running, you're trying to stick, you know, a key in the one pocket and a poop bag for your dog in the other pocket, and you're moving, and it's just like it doesn't work very well. So it would be nice if they had an exterior pocket. Now, the longer shorts, the ones that I had wanted to get, do have exterior pockets. So, you know, it is what it is. That was my fault. But so far, so good with these shorts. So far, like I said, I'm happy. No restriction, no chafing issues, nothing bad to report upon. But I am not going to give these a stamp of approval until I've had them long enough that I can say with fairly well certainty that they at least last, you know, 2 to 3 times longer than the shorts I would get from Target, because that would make them worth, you know, that would make them last as long on a monetary scale. So, you know, if we're still going into 2018 and these shorts are good, they'll be good. And especially if we get into the summer of 2018, then they'll be well worth it, hands down, no question. Get yourself a pair. So if $50 for a pair of shorts isn't that much for you, check them out. They're very good. Like I said, very comfortable. But if you're like me and that's like, that's a bit much for a pair of running shorts, hold tight. I'll keep you posted. And you can always, obviously, you can always ask me questions as well. Anytime you're not sure, asking, hey, how are the status of those shorts doing? And I'll give you an update. And as much as I'm associated with Ultra, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like I said, I like them so far, but I'm not ready to recommend these just yet. They got to last a little bit longer and make sure that they hold up over time before I'm all in on these shorts. So if you want to check out all of the options that Ultra has, you can always head over to dizruns.com/ultra. That gives a little kickback my way as well if you end up making a purchase. But more important, look for what you want, what you need. You know, and they may have it and they may not. And same with shoes, same with apparel, same with all of the different options. So check their stuff out if you're interested in it. If you have questions, you can always ask me. I'm always happy to give you my honest opinion, even if it's maybe not a glowing review, which I've done those before too about Ultra stuff. So it's not like I just shill the company line. I'll tell it to you straight. So that's it for today. Those are the two products that I've gotten, the two apparel items that I've been trying out. Wegrind.com, WEGRYND.com. Use code DIZRUN. Save yourself 15% there. Well worth it. Full stamp of approval there. I have nothing bad to say about those. The Ultra running shorts, dizruns.com/ultra. Check them out. You make the decision. I'm not going to make any proclamations just yet. We got to wait and see and make sure that they hold up. But that's my review, the good, the bad, and the ugly when it comes to the WeGrind tech shirts and the Ultra running shorts. So questions, comments, concerns, you know the drill. On the Twitter, @DizRuns, on the email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And as always, you can head over to the show notes, check out the GIFs, check out the memes, check out some photos of this stuff. If you want to see the actual, like what they look like in person and not just what they show on the website, dizruns.com/445. And I'll have photos of stuff as well. So check it out. Let me know your thoughts, questions, concerns, and I'll answer them. And I'll answer them honestly because I report to you, not to the companies. So let me know what questions you have. And until next time, thank you guys for listening. Tell a friend about the show. Subscribe to it on their phone. Whatever you need to do, it is appreciated. I thank you. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon. But until then, see ya!